collaboration,
innovation,
the next idea.
The world doesn't stop. The world continues to change. So we as people need to change along with it.
So you get a traffic ticket, and you don't think you deserve it, so you plan to challenge it. For some unavoidable reason, like, you know, keeping your job, you miss the court date. Now, a judge issues a bench warrant, and your problems just got a lot worse. Our latest contributor to The Next Idea thinks that mess could be avoided, saving you some money, saving the courts and the prosecutors and law enforcement time and money. MJ Cartwright is the CEO of Court Innovations. It's a startup, a spinoff from the University of Michigan Law School. And in the essay for The Next Idea, it says that traffic tickets and low-level misdemeanors are not supposed to ruin lives and cost taxpayers across the state millions of dollars. So what have you come up with to avoid that?
You're absolutely right. It should not ruin your life. And we have a platform called Matterhorn, which is an online system for you to interact with the court system. The courts are reaching out to you, the courts that have it right now in Michigan, so you can go online and resolve these issues on your own time, on your own dollar, per se, to make sure it happens.
Well, let's talk this through. Say I got a citation for jaywalking, which, you know, of course I would never do. I don't plead guilty, but I miss my court date. Now, what can I do with this online option?
So if you get a ticket or you have a warrant or whatever the case may be, you see on the back of the ticket is I want to an online review. And you go online and you submit a request that I want my case reviewed. And this is not just a robot. This is actually the court system is going to look at the case. They're going to look at what you have to say. Your voice will be heard. And you will be considered for maybe a potentially lesser charge. Or if you really do need a payment plan because you really don't have the dollars to pay, but you want to make sure that the issue is resolved and you pay your penalty and move on.
This is instead of in the courtroom facing your accuser, the cop, or whatever it is. You can just do this all online.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I understand that the police officer, the arresting officer, and the judge have to approve this. What kind of process are we talking about getting it done?
So it varies a little bit, the terminology for each court and community. But in essence, it is the law enforcement or the prosecutor that looks at your case first and determines, does it make sense to even offer a lesser charge? And, you know, if you are someone who is getting tickets, you know, week after week, you would not be considered for this. But if it's something you don't do very often and it's a mistake you made, that they will look at that and they will recommend or issue, say, hey, let's do a lower speeding ticket, if that's the case. Let's do another sort of charge that may not have any points associated with it. And then the court system goes through to make sure that it is processed correctly and is set up for you to make your payments.
Do I have to keep checking back online to see the results, or how would I get notified what's happening with my case or my ticket?
Well, we're using technology that you use in other parts of your life, that when a decision's been made, we notify you, and you let us know if you want us to notify you via text or email, and you will get that email and text. There will be a link. You look and see what the result is, and it has very clear instructions what you need to do next.
Do we feel like everybody has access to a smartphone or a computer? I mean, I know you can go to the library, but that's not the first thing I would think of if I were getting a ticket and wanting to do this.
Yeah. You know, over half the people using the system today are accessing it with mobile devices. So we do know that more people have mobile phones that may not have other forms of computing devices. So you do see that. And so this is meant for mobile phones. And you can still go to a computer if it's your library or use your friend's phone, and whatever the case may be is still available along those lines.
The essay notes this technology can help make the courts more accessible, which you explained, more efficient, and less discriminatory. It says it doesn't matter if you're rich, poor, pink, or green. Explain how that works.
Yeah, so when you go online and you make your case, you articulate why you should be considered for a lesser charge or why you should have a warrant recalled, is that you're explaining why that is. And the people looking at your case, they're looking at your driving record, the case may be, or whatever that is used to make a decision, is nothing to do with you personally as far as your race, your gender, your socioeconomic status. It is about what's important on your record. Is this going to be someone who is going to come in tomorrow with the same sort of issue? And decisions are made based on that and that alone. And we do think that's really important aspect, and that was really at the heart of why the system was created this way.
You've been operating in some local courts. What kind of buy-in are you getting from judges?
The judges have been great. We've been working with the administrative staff for the courts has been great because there's really efficiencies that can be gained. The judges, you know, see that the fairness and access to justice is just extended through this. And the citizens were getting really good feedback that, wow, this is great. I can deal with this, and I can move on with my life.
Are they as optimistic or at least aware of this system as—
Becoming aware of it, because you're right. Not everyone knows it's here yet because it's not in every court in Michigan yet. And it is something that, as it becomes available, we try to utilize press the best we can to let people know.
What kind of rate of use by citizens would this online option have in order to make it worth the investment by the courts?
Our deal with the court is set up, it's transaction-based. So there's not a lot of upfront costs, just some setup costs, and then it's based on the transaction. So there's little at risk, and it's really almost everything to gain by putting in a system like this.
So you get a little bit of each fine or transaction the same?
Or per transaction, a court fee would come, and we would bill the court for that.
So has there been any interest in this beyond Michigan? Are you trying it out in other states?
So we had our first national conference that we were at in Minnesota last month at the National Center for State Courts. And we spoke there, and Judge Kaleida from Bay County, she was presenting how it was used in her court. And she has it used for traffic violations, other civil infractions, as well as handling and resolving warrants. So she presented, we presented where this was going, one of our founders, J.J. Prescott, here at the University of Michigan Law School. And we really had a lot of interest. About half of the states came up to talk to us about it.
Wow, half.
So we're really excited the potential that this can take outside of Michigan, and in a way, kind of proud that it can put Michigan on the map as to how to do this.
MJ Cartwright is the CEO of Court Innovations, a system to allow people facing minor offenses to bypass a court appearance and instead go online to deal with the offense. Thanks for coming in and letting us know about this.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Her essay is on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. You can share your thoughts there or on Michigan Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at NextIdeaMI.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.